What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
On August 10th, parents across the nation began a relay fast to show solidarity with the starving Palestinians in Gaza. As of this morning, the Ministry of Health, the Palestinian Ministry of Health, reported that the number of people who have been murdered by starvation, I will not say died from starvation because this was intentional, who have been murdered by starvation has risen to 300, including 117 children. Here in the Bay, the group anchoring the fast is East Bay Families for Ceasefire. Joining us to discuss is Annie Banks, a parent and organizer in Oakland, a member of East Bay Families for Ceasefire, and a participant in the Parent Solidarity Fest for Gaza. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Kat. Thanks so much for having us on.
We're also joined by Brooke Alameen, a mom to two teens and who organizes with Alameda Families and Friends for Collective Liberation. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Kat. Thank you for having us today.
Thanks for joining. I wish we had more time, but I got to zoom through this. We got about 9 minutes. Same question for you both. And Brooke, I'll start with you just in part because Annie's a comrade and I know the answer to her question. Even my listeners don't. But Brooke, why are you joining the fast?
So I lived in Lebanon, where my husband is from, for a number of years. And there I learned that fasting is an important way to strengthen one's solidarity with the oppressed, and especially people who are hungry. By experiencing just a tiny sense of hunger and using that understanding to move oneself to take action against oppression. I also appreciate the ways that fasting slows me down and helps me to be more reflective and to connect into the moment of these awful times we're experiencing instead of disconnecting, which my body wants to do. So for nearly 2 years, we've watched this genocide unfold. And recently, I've really struggled with a sense of powerlessness that can lead me to inaction. So joining this fast and the week of action associated with it has been a way for me to re-engage more actively in solidarity with Palestinians and to feel connected to people in my community that are also working to stop the genocide.
Thank you for that, Brooke. Annie, why are you joining the fast?
Thanks, Kat, and thanks, Brooke. We're part of a network of Families for Ceasefire groups, and so the original groups who started thinking about putting on this Parents Fast reached out to us, and I was really drawn to the idea of doing it for several reasons, a lot of which Brooke touched on, but I'll talk to a couple of the organizing reasons. This is a really powerful way for us to connect with other parents groups all over the U.S. So, for example, Brooklyn Families for Palestine just passed us the relay. So they passed the fast to us yesterday and we kicked off with an event. It's also been a powerful way to tie into a long history of hunger striking. We have a toolkit where we have a brief history of hunger striking, but Kat, I know you know, even here in the Bay with the incredible work of folks behind bars, the Short Corridor Collective and the hunger strikes by incarcerated people that really changed the conditions in solitary confinement, not to mention all the hunger striking that Palestinians have done to demand change. So I felt really inspired by those powerful legacies of hunger striking all over the world. And this felt like a way for us to take collective action on a bigger scale with other families nationally, and also to respond to the call both from Bisan and the Palestinian youth movement, you know, to bang the pots, make noise, and take action together.
Your children are pretty far apart in age. Annie, you have toddlers. Brooke, you're a parent to two teenagers. Have you spoken to your children about what you're going to engage in last week? And how did that conversation go? And how have they responded? Brooke, I'll start with you.
Yeah. My kids actually came with me yesterday to the kickoff and helped out in different ways that teenagers can, including my daughter hanging out with one of Annie's kids. And so, I mean, because they've been very aware of what's been happening all along, my daughter, who's 13, has been really active with me in taking action in solidarity with Palestine since the beginning of the genocide. And so I just appreciate that they also care and can participate with me one of my kids is less inclined to participate in this kind of stuff, but will go along if I ask them to sometimes. And I think it's just really important for them to also see that even if actions are small, it's important that we take them.
Annie?
One of the things that I loved about the fundraiser yesterday was we actually had a small group of really young kids who planned it. One of our youth participants, a teen who had emceed a rally, said, "Hey, I think we should get the kids more involved in organizing." So we had a kids meeting, and my kids, who are 3 and 6, attended that, and they decided they wanted to do a fundraiser. So, you know, parents ended up doing some of the execution of the event, but actually a lot of youth really contributed, like Brooke said. They made baked goods, they made artwork, and we raised over $3,000 for families in Gaza through Watermelon Connections. And my hope is that, like Brooke said, shows them that they can do something and they can organize things, and you know, their leadership matters.
And what are the logistics of the fast?
So basically, people from anywhere can join the fast. There's a sign up on Sign Up Genius, which people can reach at bit.ly/fast-signup. And there's a community week. So if you're not affiliated with a group or there's not a group in your area, you can just sign up for that community week. But if you're in a specific area, for example, the East Bay, you can sign up this week on our week. You just scroll down, find our week. You can sign up. I've been sending people daily emails. We're hosting daily fasting check-ins. And then we have a week of action, because that's the piece that feels really important to me, is that this isn't just about individuals fasting. It's both about using our positionality as parents to draw attention to the genocide that's being committed by both Israel and the U.S., and to take action in our community and beyond. So we're trying to align some of our actions with the other groups so we can have national impact. And then we're also trying to lift up local campaigns here so that people can plug in for the long term and not just the week.
Annie, can you say a little bit more about the solidarity events that will be taking place throughout the week?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a calendar of actions. It's at bit.ly/fast-actions. And so, for example, today, a partner group is putting on a really powerful event at 5 p.m. Sorry, for some reason, my calendar is not loading at this exact moment. Fast actions. I'm going to pull it up somewhere else. It is a BIPOC writing party is hosting a Gaza teach-in with two amazing guests, and folks can sign up for that through the calendar, or you can follow BIPOC writing party at BIPOC writing party on Instagram and find the link to register there. Later on this week, there are important actions happening, including Wednesday, there's a power hour. So that's happening at 10 a.m. A lot of our partner organizations are taking part in that. Sorry, I'm really trying to pull up this calendar. And then on Thursday, there's a press conference. Here we go. Got it. A press conference for Kevin Sun, put on by Bay Area Labor for Palestine. That's a teacher who needs solidarity after being fired for renting space for a Bay Area for Palestine meeting. That's going to be at Oakland High School at 4 on Thursday. On Friday, we're having a noise demo. We've been doing them weekly at Grand Lake Theater, so people can come join us. There's also the Palestine Solidarity Announcement that happens every Friday, so that's at noon. I know Sammer is a regular guest on your show, Kat, so that'll be Sammer and Thomas. Then on Saturday, we're going to be flyering at Trader Joe's Lakeshore, so folks can come out and flyer with us, because they're currently carrying apartheid items, items from Israel in their store. So there's multiple campaigns demanding that they stop doing that. And then we're going to close out our week with an art build and fundraiser at the Jerusalem Coffee House on Sunday at 10 a.m. So I don't know if people have been following, but the Jerusalem Coffee House is being attacked. Yeah, I'm sure you've talked about it on your show. So they've very kindly welcomed us to come be in their space and also learn about what they're dealing with right now. So all of that and more is at bit.ly/fast-actions.
Look at that communication training, saying it over and over again. Good job. And we will also post that bit.ly link in the archives of this show. Brooke, in 60 seconds or less, what do you hope your impact will be?
I hope the impact will encourage people to either get active if they haven't been or reactivate if they've maybe been like me and feeling inertia and trying to do something to stop the genocide. And I think the most strategic thing people can do right now is to support efforts to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. Later in September, after this week of action, there are opportunities to support an ethical investment policy at the Board of Supervisors in Alameda County that would force them to divest from countries like Israel that participate in genocide and apartheid. And there's also an apartheid free zones campaign led by the Arab Resource and Organizing Center in DSA San Francisco. And they canvass almost every Saturday trying to get local businesses to deshelve Israeli products. So there's just so many ways that people can get involved. And I hope that this will be a catalyst for parents in particular, but for anyone to just take whatever action they can today and every day to stop the genocide.
All right. Thank you both for joining.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.